In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters. And today, it so happens that we honor our father among the saints, Ambrose, Bishop of Milan. And he lived during the 4th century, and he's considered one of the great holy fathers. When the previous Bishop of Milan died, there was a great division between the Orthodox Christians and these heretical Arians over the choice of a new bishop. And Ambrose, at that point, was actually appointed governor of the territory around Milan, and it was his job to keep order. So he heard that there's this big tumult in the church, so he went in to kind of try and make sure everybody was calmed down and all that. And so there was this big debate going on about who should be the bishop, and suddenly there was a little baby at his mother's breast, and the baby all of a sudden turned around and said to everybody, "Ambrose for bishop!" And of course, and so all the people took this to be the voice of God and unanimously elected Ambrose to be their bishop, although it was actually against his will. But nevertheless, he accepted ordination as Bishop of Milan eventually, and he went on to strengthen the faith of the Orthodox. He restrained the heretics. He adorned churches, spread the faith among the pagans, and he wrote many instructive books and was a great example of a true Christian and a true shepherd, which is what our hierarchs and bishops are, you know, intended to be. And in today's gospel, the Lord uses the image of himself as a shepherd in contrast to the leaders of the Jews at that time, who were much more like wolves and thieves and hirelings. Archbishop Averroes notes that back in those times, and even actually today to some extent, over in the Middle Eastern countries, the flocks were rounded up at night, and they were hidden from wolves and thieves in caves or sometimes specially built pens. And it was not unusual to round up flocks that belonged to different masters into one pen. You know, it's a little more efficient that way. And in the morning, the gatekeepers would open the pen, and then the shepherds would walk in and call their own sheep by name. And the sheep would recognize their own shepherd's voice and follow them out to the pastures. And thieves and robbers did not dare to enter the gates into these pens because they were well guarded. And so instead, they would climb over the walls if they wanted to try and steal the sheep. And here the Lord compares the Pharisees to thieves and robbers because they did not enter the sheepfold by the proper gate, but rather tried to climb over walls to use the sheep only for their own needs. The good shepherd, on the other hand, was concerned only for the welfare of the sheep. And the sheepfold is also an image of the earthly church, and the pasture is an image of the heavenly church. Well, today, you know, we can see examples of this. There are, you know, certain Christian ministers whose net worth is in the tens of millions of dollars. One leader in particular has well over $40 million in assets and lives in a 17,000 square foot house that costs over $10 million. You know, you can see that this person is not that concerned about the sheep as much as he is, you know, about his own welfare. But then, of course, we can see some tragic examples of, like, such as Jim Jones and David Koresh, who led their followers to their destruction. But the Pharisees in Christ's time were not much different. They were models of hirelings who only pretended to be shepherds for the sake of their own gain. And the wolf also, the Holy Fathers tell us, is an image of the devil and his fallen angels who seek to destroy the sheep. But Christ is our true shepherd. He laid down his life on the cross for us in order to save us who are his sheep, or his rational sheep, as we're sometimes called in the prayers. And he also knows his sheep by name. And St. Theophylact says that he must know us before we can know him. It is impossible to know God unless we are known by him. Christ first united himself to us in the flesh when he became man. Only then could we be united to him by grace and become godlike by theosis. To show that believers alone are worthy to be known by God and that unbelievers cannot be his sheep, the Lord states clearly, "I know my own and am known by mine." So when Christ says, "Other sheep I have," he is referring to the Gentiles who are not of this fold, which meaning not under the Judaic law. And then when he says, "There shall be one fold and one shepherd without distinctions," in Christ there is no Greek nor Jew, but one stamp, in other words, the seal of baptism and one shepherd. So Christ comes, fulfills the Jewish laws, and calls the Gentiles to join his holy church, and then through baptism, there's just the one baptism and the one shepherd over all. Well, our Lord appointed the apostles to lead the church after his resurrection and ascension, and then on the day of Pentecost, he sent the Holy Spirit on them, and they were filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit, and in time, they passed on this authority and grace that they had received as apostles to bishops, priests, and deacons to continue to minister and lead our churches. This apostolic succession has come down to us today through our Holy Apostolic Orthodox Church and is preserved in the sacrament of holy orders, including the ordination of the clergy. Yet to this very day, Christ is considered to be the true head of the church. We are all called through our baptism to participate as members of Christ's mystical body on earth. Yet it is upon each of us to hear his voice when he calls us. Mighty kings and empires have tried in vain to overthrow Christ's church on earth over the past 2,000 years, and all have utterly failed because Christ is more powerful than any earthly army or group of evildoers. Even today, when we hear the proud and foolish terrorists and unbelievers railing against our Christian faith and threatening us, we must remember who our true shepherd is and follow him always, for he will lead us to the true sheepfold, which is our heavenly home. Glory be to our God.